Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And nothing says we have finally made it through the worst part of the winter, like the beginning of maple season. And it's finally here. And Jim Graves from Graves Glen, a centennial farm in Shelburne. What is a centennial farm for people that don't know?
Over 100 years.
How long has your farm been there?
11 generations. The farmhouse was built 6 years before the town of Shelburne was incorporated.
Which what year was that?
1762.
Oh my!
It's amazing you can.
We did not have an America yet. What you're here focusing on right now is the maple sugaring season. And you may have seen the recorder a couple weeks ago, and there was your sugar house.
Yes, it was
right
in,
there in the
last
recorder.
Weekend. We had Massachusetts Maple Weekend.
Yeah, we had a horrible winter when it came to snow and cold. How has the beginning of the maple season been, Jim Graves from Graves Glen?
It has pushed us behind. Yeah. The winter's been so cold, it hasn't warmed up. It likes that 40-degree days and below freezing nights.
Mm-hmm.
We've had below freezing nights, but it's single numbers, and the days get close to 32, but they don't only last for a couple hours, maybe in the middle of the day.
Mm.
Sap runs the best when the wind is from the west.
Why is that?
Because the west wind is high pressure, and the high pressure, you need the 12 pounds to push the sap up to the buds.
Interesting.
And when you get that cold weather, it will make an icicle, and the wind will be blowing from the west, and the sap will still be running and making an icicle on that tree. We had 1 year, and we didn't have hardly any west wind. So I figured if they move the politicians from Boston to the New York border, we'd have some west winds and get some good sap flows.
Jim Graves from Graves Glen and their sugar house. So what did you bring here? What kind of maple products do you guys make?
Well, we have basically maple syrup, and we do all the jug sizes from half pints to the gallons.
Mm-hmm. And now, it's true that these Massachusetts maple syrup containers made in Turner's Falls, is that
made
true?
Made in Turner's Falls.
Yeah, all the Massachusetts
ones. Dick Hawes passed away, and his family's running it.
Uh-huh.
Dick has been a real good friend, and sorry to see him pass on.
So Jim, since you've been on the national level with maple producers nationally, sort of how does Massachusetts fit in when you take a look at the other states?
There's a lot of things that Massachusetts is small but mighty. We have about 240 members in Massachusetts.
Now, if you talk to people who are wine snobs, if you go from one village across the street, literally, to another village, they will tell you that the differences and the subtle nuances between the two different types of wines that are coming out of there. When people think of maple syrup first, they usually think of Vermont, but Massachusetts has a strong maple community too.
Well,
are there differences in the way that the maple manifests itself?
The soil conditions are what changes the maple.
Right, the terroir, as you would say.
And, I mean, we had the Indians down here, so we had to teach Vermont how to make maple syrup.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference in taste, though, that's perceptible to people?
There's a taste according to lime and the limestones in there, some areas. The best tasting is a sandy, nice, fertile soil where the trees grow in there.
See, now, I love this. It's this whole world of maple syrup snobbery, which we can get those subtle nuances out of it. And it really is part of, like, the what makes agriculture so exciting, because things can be so different, even in their similarities.
We have found that in the maple business, a sugar maker will help other people. I was in dairy for 40 years, and it's not as much in dairy, and it's hard to get youth to come into dairy.
Yeah.
Where we had youth come in that would boil a small amount of taps, make some syrup, and get attached. I was 11 years old when I started in the U.S.
So what's the fever that people catch, Jim?
Oh, they got sap in their veins.
Well, because you, Phil, are a backyard maple sugar maker as well. So you've got the fever.
Yeah, I have the fever, but I haven't gone commercial because I know how hard the work is, and it's so weather dependent.
And is there a way to anticipate how long the season is going to be, or you
Never.
Really just take it day to day? Yeah.
And you got to boil when it's here because you have no idea what you're going to get tomorrow.
Right.
And again, remind people what the ratio is of sap to actual maple syrup.
Yeah, average is 40 to 1.
40 gallons to 1 gallon.
39 of it has to be boiled off of steam on an evaporator, unless you can afford a reverse osmosis machine,
which is a new scientific way of doing it.
I put my machine in 1984, and I was the 8th machine in the state of Massachusetts.
Wow.
So, Jim, maybe you could quickly explain how the classification of maple syrup has changed.
With the new regulation of colors and taste, I think it's trying to bring around that the people can figure out what they want for taste on their taste buds.
Right.
Whether they want a light or bold flavor in the darker syrup.
That's what I like, the bold maple flavor as opposed to the sugary. And the sugar, the one that tastes actually more like a sweet sugar is the A usually, right?
Right. Well, that's disappeared now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. So why don't you
that's
share?
It's already gone. Yeah. So we've already gone through that part of the season.
This is the grading of today. Instead of having the Vermonters hated to give up the word fancy or double A.
Uh-huh.
That was always.
Those are my favorite types of ketchup and batteries. So the golden color, delicate taste.
That would be what? The what fancy would used to be.
Right. Yep. And then amber color, rich taste. Still light in color, more full-bodied maple flavor. Dark, robust taste. This is for those who prefer the maple flavor like me. And the very dark.
Would be the old grade B.
So what's your favorite, wonderful. Jim?
Any syrup.
Even Aunt Jemima.
No.
So people can get your maple syrup right at your farm.
Yep.
And also at
self-serve.
Apex.
Apples with a view.
I wish that Phil brought some of his backyard maple syrup for you to taste so you could judge him.
Mine is very, very dark.
Jim Graves from Graves Glen in Shelburne, expert, longtime maple sugar, and also somebody who was the president of the Massachusetts Maple Association.
I have my PhD, Pilot Higher and Deeper.
And Phil Gorman from CESA, a backyard maple sugarer, aspiring master
very
at
very sweet person.
Yeah, very sweet. Find out more about all of our local hero maple sugarers at buylocalfood.org.